We've had some lots of football results over the weekend, but none more dominant that stand out like a derby win for Sydney FC. 5-0. It was a cakewalk. It could have been much more. We thought they were bad last week. Interesting, Mark Bosnian short. Western Sydney Wanderers were better this week than last week. Let's find out what Robbie Slater thought. G'day, Rob.
Well, they were anemic last week.
Were they better?
So, were they better? No.
Right.
Rob, Sydney were out of this world, though.
Yeah. Sydney were great to watch. Rob, the Wanderers predicament, where do we start? Does it go right back to the start of the season? Do we blame the Popovic exit very late, like 4 days out from the ground one?
Yeah. Look, you have to. You have to look at that. And, yeah, you can't blame, you blame Popovic. The guy gets an offer and he goes. But you have to question what he did before he left. I mean, how he prepared these players. There's been a lot of injuries. The recruitment looks weak and not good enough. I mean, if it's not for Wellington, they're propping up the bottom of the table, and they played like a team that could finish last night.
Yeah.
And last week.
Yeah.
As I said, they were awful last week against Brisbane. And let's be brutally honest, it could have been double figures, and it should have been last night. The amount of chances that Sydney didn't take was quite extraordinary. I mean, for a derby, I mean, it really was. I mean, it was shameful, really. I mean, I feel sorry for the Western Sydney supporters. They got terrific supporters, and there's lots of them, and they deserve better. Mm. And what's been dished up in the last couple of weeks, and in fact, since the start of the season, is simply not good enough.
No. Well,
and look, guys, there's one thing I'll say: they're homeless, right? And they drift from here to there, playing in different places. And that's their second game at ANZ, spotless. I mean, it's been farcical a season for them so far. Mm. Spotless, the grass died or something. They had a game called off against Wellington.
Yeah.
So they have got that game in hand. So that's not a good thing. I mean, it's hard. All players and the supporters when you haven't got a home or a proper home. But it's still, they're still playing on a football pitch. There's still two goals. It's the same length, it's the same width. And what we're seeing is not good enough.
Yeah. And apparently what we saw from Sydney FC was not good enough, if you believe Graham Arnold.
What were they now? Were they at 47%? I remember a few weeks ago he said they were at 43%.
Extraordinary, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jeffsky, Adrian, what a player he is. I mean, he brought Ninkovic, and you've got to applaud Graham Arnold's recruitment. The players he brings in are first class. The foreigners. We can't say that about all the teams around the league. Whoever he's got scouting does a top job for him, because he's brought in Ninkovic, Bobo, and now Mijajewski, and of course Jordy Bost, the Dutch international. But people shouldn't be surprised. A lot of people do seem surprised sometimes, and they don't give Graham Arnold credit that he deserves. If the FFA are looking for a local coach, what are they waiting for? Yeah. I mean, what does the guy have to do? It's absolutely frightening.
Robbie, does he want the job?
Well, how about they offer it to him, and then he can. Then we'll see if he wants the job. I know Graham Arnold. I played him with the proud Socceroo, wore the green and gold. And, I roomed with him for a decade, which was a bit of torture, to be fair.
hang on, for who?
Probably for him.
Yeah, right, okay, just clarify.
Just need to clarify. we always loved playing for Australia, and came back sometimes when we probably shouldn't have. And got a lot of grief from our clubs at the time. So he is a proud Australian. So take that the way you want.
Okay.
Yeah, you should just give him the job now, I reckon, anyway.
Well, let's have a look at the other result too. That's a big one. Perth Glory up against the Newcastle Jets.
Wow.
Didn't have it all their own way, but Roy O'Donovan comes on, gets the winner too. It's a good story developing north of Sydney,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is, and it was, look, you say it's a bit harsh. Watch the game. I'm on the Gold Coast because I did the game of the weekend that obviously you're going to get to next, Brisbane against Wellington. And we watched this game in a in a dusty little bar on the Gold Coast.
Right.
Actually, it wasn't too bad.
There's no other type of bar on the Gold Coast.
Well, that's exactly right. And, it was a late show from Newcastle. Perth will feel a little bit hard done by, but it was quite an even game. Perth have their problems. They've got Castro back, which is a positive for them, but they're very strong at home. They're hard to beat at home. And Newcastle just kept going and going. And what was it, the 89th minute, and then virtually the last kick of the game, they get the winner. But you're right, they're in second position behind Sydney. I think one thing we can say is that this is a finals team. They're going to make the finals, and probably the top four, which is important. And in a season where it's developing, that the inverted commas big clubs are struggling, Victory, Brisbane and Wanderers, we're going to see some fresh teams in the fighting for the title. But at this stage, and going on what we're seeing and what we saw last night, who's going to beat Sydney?
Hard to find them, but great stories. You mentioned Newcastle Jets. You mentioned that the so-called big team struggling. Melbourne Victory, they dropped, lost to Adelaide United on Friday. Yep. Adelaide were reduced to 9 men late in the match, but they're building nicely, Adelaide, and that's a real terrific win over there in Melbourne against Victory.
Well, they rarely win. Victory's dominance over Adelaide in Melbourne is quite frightening, and I think that's why everyone tipped them. And given that they're getting players back and some of their players are recovering from World Cup duty, you thought Victory was specials. Mm. But Adelaide dug in. SAS, their captain, was superb. There's talk of him becoming a Socceroo, the Spanish player, and the Adelaide captain, because he's going to be become an Aussie in a few months' time.
Okay.
He's certainly a fantastic player, so I don't know what. Whenever we get a new coach, whenever we get things sorted and we decide to choose somebody, I'm now hearing mid-February, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it should be the top priority of the FFA to appoint an Australian coach and do it as soon as they can. But on Adelaide, very, very good. And Victory, well, if I had it, the Wanderers, I mean, you've got to do the same to Victory. Not good enough.
Exactly.
I mean, this is, the benchmark club in the Hyundai A-League, which has been for, we're into our 13th season now, and what they're dishing up at the moment is not good enough either.
All right, today, City v Central Coast, $1.80 Melbourne City, $3.75 the draw, $4.25 the Central Coast.
Yes, tricky one. Good money for the Central Coast, who are playing some really good football. Paul O'Connor, young Aussie coach, good to see him developing and the style of play they're playing. I just think Melbourne City at home, they'll put the drama of Timmy Cahill behind them, and I think they'll be too strong because of the only reason I'm going for Melbourne City is their home ground advantage. But the Mariners are a good side and are building.
EPL, Robbie, big shock overnight. West Ham beating Chelsea 1-0. And then two super local derbies tonight. Manchester City United clash and Liverpool v Everton.
Well, we know Liverpool are going to beat Everton.
Yeah.
Love it, Robbie. Love it. Yeah.
But West Ham, what a gutsy performance. And look, David Moyes has taken over. Look, I didn't think it was the perfect fit for West Ham. And the West Ham fans have certainly let it be known. But David Moyes, what a special win for him. Against Chelsea, who, just don't seem the same this season. Champions last year, but having a bit of a hangover, but look, they had chances, isn't it? West Ham had other chances. And now that he got the goal, it was a fantastic goal. That's been criticised since his move from Stoke, but he certainly played a fantastic game, and that's three golden points, probably 3 points that David Moyes didn't expect.
He'll be right for another year at West Ham, having beaten crosstown rivals Chelsea, won't he?
Well, that's exactly right. That gives you an extra year extension straight away.
Absolutely. And just quickly, mate, City v United.
Yeah, look, everyone's praying that United win because to keep it alive.
Yeah.
And give them a chance.
Yeah.
Now, Chelsea's win sort of puts them out of the picture already. But, of course, Liverpool and Arsenal and Tottenham will all be hoping that United can.
Yeah.
Well, City's going for record, aren't they?
But look, it'll be hard. City have been, they have been a little bit, how do you say, under par in the last three games. They've won their two Premier League games late by one goal, and they lost in the Champions League.
Yeah, they did.
Shakhtar Donetsk. Yeah. So a little bit of drop in form, if you can say, for them. So Mourinho, will he park the bus against City? Be interesting. Mourinho up against Guardiola. The bench is almost as interesting as what's happening on the pitch.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Good on you, Rob. We appreciate that, mate. We'll speak next Sunday.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks, Rob.
There he is, Robbie Slater.